Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The views that are expressed on AMC Press Live are the views of the host, and it does not reflect on any affiliations or sponsors. The show can be inappropriate type, so listener discretion is advised, and get ready for a heck of a ride.
And our sponsor for tonight, and super this jewelry.com, and the offer is, the coupon code is Weekly Deal. You can go find it on ansprest.me/affiliate and see what other fonts have as well. We have Red Hood along with Johnny on the line.
Hello.
Yes, yes. Where is Squiggs? That is squeezing in, isn't
he? Let's let Swigs in. I'm letting Swigs in.
Yeah, Swigs is here. Swigs.
Swigs.
Hello. Boy, do we have a funny bit that we're going to get into later in the show that is a tale of a Domino's pizza man, a pizza. And the
customer. It was
Domino's,
actually.
Yes, Domino's. Domino's.
Would a box taste better than a pizza?
Where, well, let's just say
out.
Someone tried to have sex with a pizza.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's true. Blame Huffington Post for their weird news.
and I was a Boy Scout when I was a Boy Scout and Cub Scout and Scouts Honor. We wouldn't lie. You know,
it's one of those little things that
things that you try to actually they savor the taste, but yet you get shits off.
Why is this buying an American pie?
I think I'd be more concerned with the person who ended up trying to have sex with the pizza.
Yeah, they'd be adding a little bit more protein to their diet, unknowingly.
Yeah.
Don't make the pizza any better.
I mean, and to boot, the family of, you know, you go through any family in the UK and then any family in New York City, and it's kind of like.
I would be more concerned.
So you fucked
with
pizza.
The whole.
Who fucked up pizza? What? Like I'm not doing.
It's like who,
Michael
who,
Felix in the chat room. He said, pepperoni pizza.
Exactly.
I would be concerned with the person's making sure it's
hygiene.
Burn himself down in his.
Well, that's what happened. He actually burnt himself down there. The fact that he says it was pretty damn funny. I mean,
Ali Cat brought it up to me, and I was
and
like,
"No, we're not going to try to call Domino."
Oh no! Hello. Can we order? Yes. I can only imagine the phone call. Hello, can we take... Hello, welcome to Domino's. Can we take your order? Yes, I'd like a pepperoni pizza. Plus some rubbers. Thank you.
Oh, God.
And then you hear, like, you know the... We all know the online update thing that it goes, we are making your pizza. We have made your pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Your pizza's being delivered.
Yay.
Right? Step one, we are making your pizza. Whereas the option that is in the middle of making your pizza, it pauses. it pauses. Would you like rubbers with that? you have the option of picking yes or no. And
this
then you go.
This is what I call a sausage fest.
No lube.
I don't think lube will be necessary.
Right.
And
you have a choice of lube: KY, Johnson & Johnson, and then female genitalia from our head person. Who happens to be a transvestite.
I was so concerned.
Oh my god.
Concerned with the whole, what's his family? I don't think he's concerned with what family has. He's thinking of their own son.
Could you own, no, what, my family? Or the person's family on the phone?
Person's family. Think about it.
Oh, God. Could you only imagine? Our son is absolutely mad. Do you even know what he did yesterday? What did he do, Curry? Well, he did this. He went to Domino's. He goes to Domino's every Friday. It's Domino's Friday, he calls it. And then, he then ordered a pizza. And then...
And he proceeded to fornicate with
Exactly. He proceeds to fornicate with it. And we don't know what exactly his mental practices told him to fuck a pizza.
And we don't know if we're grandparents or not.
We don't know if we're grandparents, but we can be assured that little doughboys will be coming very soon.
Such a cheesy joke.
We just can't tell whether the sauce is white or red. red or white in terms of somebody's period, and not red or white.
Are you kidding me? When I saw this shirt, I'm like, this actually happened?
This is a thing? Really?
But
well, they do have Pizza Express in the UK. So that would be pretty funny if it were Pizza Express. Hello, this is Pizza Express, because I've been to several Pizza Expresses when I was there. And oh my god. Noted. Pizza Express are everywhere. Near the British Museum, near the British Library, you can't get enough of them. And surprisingly, there are no Pizza Huts, or the Pizza Huts and Domino's, but you have to look at them. You have to look for them. You really do. So what happened? I can only imagine Pizza Express. Hello, this is Pizza Express. Because they're all Indian. Hello, this is Pizza Express. Yes, I'd like to place an order from a pepperoni pizza. Okay. What else would you like on it? Just the pepperoni and the cheese, please. Thank you. Who may I ask to call him? Hannibal Lecter. No, seriously. Exactly. No, seriously, who's calling? Last man left, first name Hannibal. Okay, sir, where do we want you to deliver it? The hole in the ground in the middle of the woods, near Tiger Street. Okay, fine. They all travel on mopeds there, so... Right, first order, second order, third order. We're going to have all that to pass. Knocking on the door. Hello? Did you order a pepperoni pizza, sir? Yes, thank you. Roberta, this kind man ordered a... There's a pepperoni pizza waiting for us. Great! And they close the door. Erk. Can you get the rubbers? What? Did you get the rubbers? Did you get the rubbers? Yes, I got the rubbers. They're upstairs. Did you get the lube as well? From a pizza shop. No. Did you get the KY from there this night? I got the KY for now. Look, I can't wait. I can't wait on it. I'm just going to fuck the pizza. What? You don't want to fuck me? No, you're too hairy. Fuck off. You're too hairy. Well, I'll shave.
Did you
get you better?
Special garlic sauce.
Exactly. Did you get the special pan sauce? What was it? Shit fest stream? For what? Oh right, I forgot. My teenager's upstairs. She's frosting her boyfriend down the fucking pike. Oh, more the better then.
Sure,
I'm just gonna start fucking the pizza. I'm just gonna start fucking the pizza. They're in the den. So. Are you alright? Oh, shit.
This is why we are uncensored.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. What happened now? I squirted my penis. What? I squirted my penis. That's not the last
one. Oh, my.
Why? I squirted my penis. Oh, my God. Oh my God. And suddenly his doctor's out. Roberta tries to go into the kitchen and get some Johnson baby oil. This only furthers the problem because we know that baby oil is actually slippery, right? So now it's trying to... Okay, hun, can you get the pepperoni off your dingleberry? Oh, shit. It's all over. It looks like fucking chicken pox. I can tell. Just get it off. No, I can't get it off. I love you more. I love pizza more than you. That's it. We're getting the divorce. Let me go to the divorce. Yeah. Then it goes to the divorce, and the divorce is, you take this unwed man to his pizza. I do. Do you know how badly this is going to hurt me? I do. That's why I'm doing it. Don't you remember Clara? I don't know Clara. I only know pepperoni. You know. That sort of thing.
It's something that you never want to hear. A woman never wants to hear the whole... Because it's the whole... Like a... Food more than partner? Yeah, there's a problem.
Exactly. This, and then, never mind if it was a cheese crust pizza. Never mind if it was a stuffed crust pizza. Because then it would really be a problem. That would burn like hell. That would be fucking horrible.
It's almost to the point of saying you're really trying to make things a little bit harder. It's like they're trying, like, the person's like...
Christ.
It is super hard.
just you have been convicted of fucking a pepperoni pizza. What?
It's the whole...
And the next door cellmate would be like, that was your crime. I burglarized three places and you fucked a separate pizza. What is your fucking problem, mate? There's much more fucking shit. There's mass murder and you fucked a pepperoni pizza. What the fuck?
Why?
It's just, I can't think of that. It's the whole, I would be more concerned with how much.
I know you. You'd probably be popping up a lot. I don't think. No.
It's the whole. You can't get love from pizza. You could enjoy it. You could eat it. You could do whatever you want with it. There's a point of saying. Taking it too far?
Well, taking it too far and taking it down a creek. A few different things.
Which means Ben's will become very, very interested.
Very fast.
For both parties at hand. The whole
could you imagine the divorce proceeding?
Michael Field says, make things a little harder. Not anymore. Their pizza destroyed their poor man's penis.
Exactly.
I enjoy pizza. Yes, tomorrow's Friday. I have, like, Friday nights because I don't want to have a... My mom, fuck, I order pizza. But there's a certain love. Someone in my family said, I want to fuck a... want to have sexual relations with the pizza? Yeah.
Now...
it would have to go away from... Just saying. As a way of saying, there's enough, everyone likes certain things, but when it's a sexual relationship, yeah, now. Sorry.
We kind of like humans, though. I mean, when they get old, they get old, moldy, and stale, and all that.
Well, yeah, and then.
Well, after that one.
How was that?
What's going on?
Yeah,
that's
the man with the pizza. That's
exactly. Exactly. La 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 la.
How bizarre! How bizarre!
At least recovered. Thank God for fair use.
Exactly.
Otherwise, yeah, wouldn't that be good? I still can't get over the one I heard online that there was a meth dealer that got arrested for
a meth dealer.
No, he was making meth, but he got arrested for and he was wearing a Breaking Bad shirt. Classy. Report Breaking Bad.
I mean, doing it upright and doing two different things.
Definitely interesting. That's all I'm going to say. It's like, we go from meth, someone who makes meth, go from someone having box of pizza to meth.
Yeah.
Oh, that,
I mean...
That,
Only on AMC Press and Company.
Oh, yeah. Only on AMC Press and Co. I mean, really, honestly.
We are back. We're back.
We are back. We are back.
Yes.
We are back, and we are going to kick your ass into submission with comedy. And if you don't like comedy,
oh, yes.
Fuck you. You're going to get some anyway.
Pull your funny bone.
Exactly.
And
it might be the raunchy funny bone.
Wait, what bone are we talking about?
The raunchy bone.
The raunchy bone.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny's raunchy bone.
Oh,
my. God damn it.
I found on express.co.uk that there's a woman who only eats ketchup.
What?
Yeah.
She doesn't take vitamins or anything?
No.
No.
How would you get proper nourishment from ketchup?
I don't know. How do you get proper nourishment from ketchup?
I think of ketchup as being a side, like mustard and ketchup. Like,
yeah, it's not even a side. It's just like a condiment.
It's a condiment, but
they
depends
say
on who.
Safe lunch.
It's still the whole point of being like, you eat ketchup. How sick can you, like, there has to be some sort of problem. Because this is just that.
What? Like what?
In my eyes, it's like, you don't, you need to just, I kind of say just back away from eating.
Maybe she should be featured on that My Strange Addiction show.
My Strange Addiction.
Along with that person that fucked that pizza.
yeah. They probably would, I'm sure that they'll get contacted by them. Especially if.
And that's the thing in this day and age. I mean, you don't know. Some people are just doing that shit for attention, and that's it.
Sure, it wasn't for the new viral. Sure, it wasn't viral marketing for a new movie, American Pizza Pie.
No. Yeah. I'm sure we wouldn't know about it.
Boy, that
or would we? Dun dun dun.
Oh. Dun dun dun. Exactly. Or would we?
Guess we won't know. Guess only time will tell if they land on My Strange Addiction, because there's so many of them. It's the whole. Okay, you're clearly having. They're clearly having their own things going on. In more ways than one.
Exactly.
It's
going to
be like a spin-off series, My Strange Addiction to Attention.
Yeah. Oh, fun. McDonald's is getting in California.
And then nobody wants to admit they're fucking a pizza, so they will hide it.
They'll hide it like no one's business.
They'll hide it like so many fields. It's just like nobody's just like, I don't fucking care. Ha ha ha. I'm fucking a pizza. All their friends. I'm fucking a pizza too. Oh my god.
It's almost like you're like, somebody's going to look at them and be like, you just did what? You did. Let me get this. Well, it's the whole, let me get this straight, and then let's get you some help. As people are less, what should be going on?
Exactly. Exactly.
Could they actually be forced into treatment or not, though?
What? For pizza?
No, I mean the people with those strange addictions, could they actually be forced into treatment or not?
Could you imagine? Could you imagine? Oh my god, could you imagine?
Stranger things have happened. Just like, I also found there's so many stories coming in that, like, McDonald's in California is actually getting sued because a person gave up his one napkin. Which,
what?
In my opinion, it's one freaking napkin. People, it's not like, it's not like they're losing a arm. It's not like their hand, like, it's the whole point of how hard is it to walk or be able to say, okay, I need napkin. Okay, someone didn't get napkin. Okay, proceed and get some napkin. It doesn't take much. Clearly,
for all you people out there, right? For all you people, your boyfriends out there, right? Boyfriends with girlfriends, I know how hard it is to keep up with your girlfriend or for a girlfriend to keep up with you. I unfortunately don't have that problem. But for all you lazy men, there is a new app, which is kind of cool, called the Bro App. And honestly, it is pretty damn funny because it allows men to schedule texts or cancel messages if the men are logged into their girlfriend's home Wi-Fi network.
Which, here I was, it was going to be like some little app that like reminds them of their anniversaries and all that shit.
I am not kidding. It says the duo has even begun getting requests for a bro app female equivalent, giving girlfriends the opportunity to pre-program their messages too. So dating life is more difficult than it seems. I mean, honestly, when did it become a busy world of, like, going, oh yes, we are too busy to handle you right now.
And when phones started getting smarter and people started getting stupider.
Very, very true, very true. Oh my god.
But then the whole, if someone's with someone and they're clearly getting texts from numerous women and is a player, that screams issues, that screams so many things. And
it's funnier because
So a napkin costs $1.5 million in California now. That's an expensive napkin.
Wait, what? What?
That's the story about the man suing for the one napkin at McDonald's.
Yes.
Billy, that's one expensive napkin.
Yeah, no.
What's that thing made out of, platinum?
No, they're apparently saying suing McDonald's because they only gave them one napkin. That shows that people, yes, because my area doesn't have better restaurants or fast food or like could be gone quickly. I usually go to McDonald's. However, I don't overindulge. I don't underindulge. I make sure that whatever I get, it's like, I don't even say, okay, It's the whole, I don't care if I have to go up and get an Afghan. I would rather go up and get an Afghan than being obese and considered. Even though I am, you have weight problems, I'm losing the weight. There's a difference between saying, I really want to just sit on my white ass and do nothing.
Well, exactly.
I say, better get off your butt and get napkins. It doesn't matter, even if you're at your house. It's like, it's not like it's a chore.
No. For men, it is a chore. We can attest to this. Watching the Super Bowl, watching the... No. Wait a second. I have to intervene, because... In any great adventure, if you don't want to lose, getting napkin is not something that you choose to do. But you can't live at home if you don't have too many napkins. No, this is not going to work. I thought I could do it. No, apparently not.
It's the whole point of the thing. You want napkins. Thought you would need to go and get it. It's not going to be him. It's not going to be signed, sealed, and delivered for you. Sorry.
Exactly. I mean, honestly. Okay.
Clearly, there's a point of saying someone needs to get their part. I'm sure that. I wonder whether if he'll win the court case, because my opinion, I think that court case is going to get thrown out.
Is it reached such a like ridiculous amount just out of lawyer's fees or what?
Well, out of lawyer's fees, I don't know why would you sue somebody who is, well, at a McDonald's festival. Second off, why would you sue somebody? What is it? He's suing somebody?
He's suing McDonald's because they only gave him one napkin, which one napkin is better than nothing.
I'm going to sue you because... No. I'm going to sue you because you gave them one napkin. How many minutes does it take to wipe your gulp? In all reality, how many minutes?
Well, why would you even need more than one napkin? Unless you were a slob or something.
Maybe. Who knows?
But really?
I could understand if you spilled something, but normally there's no reason to need more than one napkin.
Right.
It's like,
exactly.
The most confused is like one napkin. It's obviously like the whole point of being like, oh, one napkin. Okay, I'm good. And this is what it is. Versus being the whole, I'm going to end up ditching and moaning and sue someone because of one napkin. Come on. I wonder why
could you imagine the lawyer who has to deal with it? So let me get it straight.
Pretending to actually give a damn.
Exactly. So let me get this straight. Yes! Let me get this straight. Yes! You're suing over one napkin. Yes!
It's the whole one napkin.
May I ask why?
I don't know!
Yeah.
You know. That sort of thing. I mean, I don't know. just like, you know, I don't know. Why? I don't know. Why? I don't know.
So then why am I all this?
Because
it's
of
like,
that, I want to sue this person.
Oh. Oh, and Disney is raising their prices for... It's, apparently Disney is now raising their ticket prices yet again.
Why?
Because they need more money.
Wait a second. They need more money and they're magical enough?
Oh my gosh!
$99 a ticket.
What'd you say
how
it is,
much?
Johnny?
Go up to $99 a ticket.
Oof.
But that's like the basic ticket.
God.
As well.
Wait a second. Wait a second. For Broadway or for theme park?
Theme park.
Disney World.
Is it Disney World or Disneyland?
Exactly. It's a difference.
The headline is Disney raises ticket prices for its theme park by 15%. Now it's to 20%. Like
20%.
$99 for adults for a day pass. It's going to be close to 5% increase for a day pass, but then this means that it's going to be up to $279 to $294.
Are you insane?
How much are their season passes? And holy shit.
I went to her.
Are you fucking insane?
Really,
ladies and gentlemen? Like, could you imagine the French Mouth? Disneyland Paris. Oh my god. I mean, oh la la, I'm long, I'm kidding. You know. I didn't say this morning. Maybe.
Oh.
Oh my god.
It's like, I'd rather say, okay,
I didn't, you know, and the Scottish Mickey Mouse, I didn't change this morning. I don't care then. I don't fucking care. I mean, look at it. I don't fucking care.
That's the whole thing.
Come.
Are you really wanting to do this? Because, yeah, Disney is a great theme park. I haven't ever gone...
No, but you're talking to a kid who has never gone to Disneyland.
Neither have I.
At all.
Okay, yeah.
And would love to kick Mickey Mouse in the ass.
I want to go see Peter Pan, and hopefully the guy that's dressed up as Peter Pan will be kind of hot, and then, like, yeah, find somebody to get him to bend over.
Oh, my God.
That's it. The way it's
Peter Pan costume. Brilliant.
So you attract with him.
Brilliant.
But there's some people.
Oh my god.
But you have to expect that they're not going to want to reciprocate either.
Oh no. Hello, Wendy darling. Can I fuck you?
What?
I mean. Really?
Guess there's no chance of making out with Gaston or Hercules or anything then.
Well, no. Oh my god. Inappropriate. No, not inappropriate, but it, honestly, it would be pretty funny if I would love Squid to make out with Gaston,
the food, pick the food up, make out with Jeff Dillon, and and fuck over Belle. A lot of there was going on. Could you imagine the fall? Oh Jesus. Oh Jaffa. Wow. I'm gonna fuck it. What? What? It's the whole you're now stepping out of, you're now doing some, if you're having issues, you're about ready to say, you're about ready to push some issues.
Exactly. Exactly. You have some mental issues. Well, not anymore, but back in the 90s, come on. Oh, wait a second. Even if you were in Disneyland Russia, now that would be hilarious. We have... Oh, wait. No, wait a second. Hello? 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 Nobody's here. Oh, my God. Putin has actually banned all the Disney houses as well. A whole new world of silence. And he's also jailed all the gay people as well. Oh, my God. You know, Disney's and... Wait a second. Hold on. Disney and gay people. Great. That would be an adventure in the house. I'm going to pack this bag. No, I'm going to fucking pack.
The whole point is to be like,
did you imagine? Oh, my God. I know what squeak could be. I know exactly. I mean, it would be pretty funny. Admit it. It would be pretty funny. To be like, yeah, I'm going to take a whack at Gaston. Well, everybody takes a whack at me. I know. Now I'm going to whack you back. Oh, yeah. Oh, my word.
Into Disney World or Disneyland.
Yeah, okay. Oh, God. Oh, wow.
Okay, this gets fun. This is going to get bad and fun.
What? Exactly.
It's the whole point of you're trying to make it where there's only way out would be to where there's two ways of getting out. You do X, you have some intimate love.
There's two ways of getting out. One is getting fucked in the arse, and the other, well, let's just leave it up to that. Yeah.
What is that noise?
I'm outside.
Oh, okay.
I'm... Ladies and gentlemen, Red Hood is en route to the Apple Store to fix his iPod. So, if you hear any strange noises, that's me. It's just New York City. Be aware. And calm down. And I didn't...
Handle the truth!
I know I can't handle the truth, but... I know I can't handle the truth about the red X on my iPod. But unfortunately,
yeah,
that is the truth.
Yeah, it is. I'm sure.
Of course, we always have the jackhammer always going out.
Is it possible that you can do it both at the same time? And you're not going to have the truth.
Wait. Who was Johnny Jackhammering earlier?
My heater.
I don't know.
I don't think anyone, but I imagine there's a whole, I don't know what's going on.
I think you lost it.
Now, just because I've been talking about Gaston doesn't mean you can just go bone someone else.
Exactly. Like boning some big, huge, burly prostitute, Johnny. Well, I guess you can burn a prostitute, but, you know, it would be right.
Don't cheapen our love.
He's always cheating on me with Gaston. And
well, can you blame me?
No.
Oh my.
No, you can't. We can't blame you, but we can certainly blame Gaston.
He's there looking at me anyway. So.
I can.
Oh, Johnny, don't
be
like that.
It could be something. The food I have, and I am thinking, a wondrous lesson I know. This laughing of Cupid's my father. Wait a second, I'm fucking too slow. God damn it, it's getting fucking harder. It's harder and every day. I mean, come on, can somebody press this XY? I mean, can we have some foreplay? Wait a second, it's too possible. Wait a second, it's fucking too fast for foreplay. Maybe it's fucking like Coldplay. I mean, like Coldplay. But wait a second, it's not fucking Coldplay. It's foreplay. You know, it'd be a very different Beauty and the Beast. Oh my god.
Yeah, it is me. Disney and
Oz. God. I mean, like, really? Really, the more interesting part of everyday life if Disney characters were in it.
Yeah.
Oh.
It would be interesting if,
I mean, honestly.
I think it would be kind of funny just to see if someone was,
It would be pretty damn funny, though.
From how Cinderella followed if she was dealing with our daily lives. Or Snow White. It's the whole, like, okay, you're going through, you're facing a whole lot of shit.
Well, you're facing a whole lot of shit, and if you're fucking sexual Disney characters, it gets turned to the better. I mean, greater.
Right.
You know.
We get put through hell, but we get up, and I don't know if they would actually be able to survive. If they were real people, if they were.
I'm hearing a lot of talking that sounds like it's going on in the background or something. What's going on?
That is the tram. That is New York City. So give me 10 seconds to get out of here. Oh my god.
New York City, so.
How do I know?
It's a madhouse. It's a madhouse. It is a madhouse.
It's a mad world.
It's a mad, mad world. And in the last 10 seconds, I was told by a trail operator, oh, I couldn't stand there. People sit there. And I'm going, fuck you. It's 12 o'clock at night. I don't fucking care.
That reminds me of a story of something that happened today my dad told me. When he was over at the grocery store today, there was this, like, younger woman, I'd say maybe, probably about our age, like 27, 28, and she butted in front of this older woman that was about 50 years old. And this older woman said something to her. Yeah, this older woman said something to her like, excuse me, or don't you know how to say excuse me, or something like that. And the younger girl said, fuck you. And she no sooner got that out than the older woman slapped her right across the face.
Brilliant. Brilliant. But yes, the funniest thing is, my mom, right? My mom has been on trains ever since she went to New York City, right? She's from Ohio. So my mom, she was on a train, and my mom typically, she said, can I have a seat? The person said, fuck you. And then she told me the story, and she goes, is that how your generation really acts? I said, yeah. She goes, I don't like it. I'm like, get used to it.
You should have said, fuck you.
I said, but we have a use for fuck for every single, you know, word in the dictionary. Fuck that. Fuck yeah. Fuck this. Fuck this. And so I just bombarded her with like 10 examples of fuck. Fucking A. Fucking Oremus. Fucking this. Fuck, 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 fuck. And she's like, Jamie, can you stop? And I'm like this. I'm like, who's Jamie and what? Where is he? He goes, Jamie is you. No. Red Hood is me. So, fuck off. So she in turn, she goes, I guess that is how they use it today. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, it is. So,
there it
so,
is.
So, yes. Oh, I mean, the language of people. But yet, bad words are getting into 7-year-old's brain, so, you know, we can't really blame them.
It's
can we?
You can't that he said. It's like the whole, everyone, that's a sentence enhancer. Oh,
Oh my god.
I'm SpongeBob.
Wait, what?
Hello?
First episode about, if any of you have watched SpongeBob, there is one episode where, Patrick and SpongeBob were cursing and...
Bad words.
Oh, yes.
He said.
Oh, my God. He said fuck. What does that mean? More than
so they use, like, dolphin noises or something instead.
He said.
Dolphin noises and, like, ship's horns.
He said.
Exactly.
Ship's horns, and then it was, like, the whole shit. It was the ship's horn. That was the dolphin noises. It was a mix-up.
Oh, my God. Play the proper sound effects on it. The proper one.
Don't
get confused. No, not that one. God. We have to do this. You have to do this before the podcast. Not now.
I think he means to start opening up and talking versus playing with sound.
Exactly. We want to hear what the real Johnny is like, as I am crossing the Clinton Avenue. We are...
We want to hear Johnny talking dirty.
We want to hear Johnny talking. Oh my.
Talk dirty to me, Johnny.
Exactly. Talk dirty. Do I have to break out my German? Oh, Johnny.
Nice tongue tied again.
Oh, Johnny Kins.
Oh, my.
Oh, no, he did not just say that.
What does Miss Carol think of her kid?
Oh, my God.
A little...
I don't know who Miss Carol is.
Rugrats.
What the hell?
Hey, who is Miss Carol and Rugrats, though?
Oh, my God.
I love the whole changing.
Sorry. I'm running. Anyway. Right. You try to host a radio show and have your iPod break down and you don't know what to do about it. Try that and see what happens. You know?
It tends to become an annoying, like...
It's a very annoying thing.
Yeah.
At least I got my gloves back, so I'm pretty warm.
That's good.
Redwood has his gloves again. Which is good.
Yeah, you kind of need those.
Don't stick your tongue in anything.
I am so over winter. I am.
You're not the only one.
Oh my god.
I'm so old. You have to be put through.
It is so bone.
Stop barking in the phone.
Sorry, it is so bone chillingly cold out.
I just hope it's not going to New York and it's the whole, okay.
I hope.
It feels like zero outside. Zero.
Zero? No, I think it's minus two. Oh my god.
What's the wind chill?
Wind chill is fuck you.
Wind chill is zero.
Wind chill is. Fuck off, you fucking cow. That is for wind chill.
Wind chill, who cares? It's freaking cold outside.
Could you imagine the angry New Yorker of New York going, so what's the wind chill? I don't fucking care, you fucking jackass. It's cold.
We're at
our major winter storm coming.
That means we are going to be out. And
we are
tomorrow,
going out.
And tomorrow we're not going to have a show.
And
next
we
week,
are also going on a hiatus.
Yeah.
A brief hiatus.
We are.
We are.
Yeah. A small
to reorganize
hiatus.
The show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But we will be back in about 2 weeks.
A little bit, like a little over 2 weeks, depending on when we're going to do this. And make sure you follow us on.
Yep, keep up,
and don't
always stressed.
Hey, I'm doing good.
Yes. Honest,